I didn't really know what this Wuliang Yi Ching was all about. I only knew it was a Pure Land teaching. So I flipped over the book and saw this sutta. Then when I read the sutta, I found it strange but familiar. It first talked about the cultivation of these great beings, the Bodhisattva, and how they cultivate the Bodhisattva way. Then there was another section that talked about the perfection of Pusyan Pusa. It was all in the sutta. Then when I read the one on the Bodhisattva way, which I wrote to you all later on, it was so beautiful because everything that was written there, I realized that I had already done them all before. So when the condition arose, I knew there were a lot of Kayamita who had the affinity born of their past cultivation. They also felt something, and their nature somehow knew this was something where they had to seriously develop the understanding. Then when I started to share some of the Bodhisattva way cultivation, I came to know that many cultivators and living beings, because of their lack of knowledge and understanding of this way of cultivation, they not even dream of walking this way because it appeared like impossible to them. They had this thought that told them, this is not for me, impossible. But this is a fallacy. This is what your thought will tell you. That's why when you understand this teaching and the great vows, perfection and virtue of all these great beings, especially for Pusa, which are the great Bodhisattvas and Sammasambuddha, you will come to know how unique and special they are. They only need to develop the very strong faith and sincerity and the diligence to cultivate the affinity with them and connect to their nature. Then their nature will take you along and help you walk this Bodhisattva way. The only thing you need to do is to have the three qualities or virtue that I always talk about. That is the faith or sadha, the sincerity, and the diligence to persevere. You must have very strong faith in the Triple Gem, and then you have to be very sincere. The third one is diligence or perseverance. When you have these three, then with some basic understanding and wisdom, you can connect to the way. You can develop the affinity with all these gripings. Then when the affinity and then the Bodhisattva way become very clear and easy, that's why you need to cultivate affinity with the Triple Gem. That's the reason why the Buddha asked us to take refuge with the Triple Gem. Taking refuge is to cultivate strong affinity. But many Theravada practitioners fail to understand what taking refuge in the Triple Gem meant. The Triple Gem actually represents all of the Buddhas, all of truth, which is the teachings, and all of the enlightened disciples of all Buddhas. That's the reason why the Triple Gem is very unique and very beautiful. These three qualities are not difficult if you already have the understanding. So as you cultivate, as you move along the path of Dhamma, the condition will arise. And when you have affinity with all these gripings, and you have the determination to cultivate this Bodhi mind, the cultivation will become easy.